Up next, Grinding for Days, a brand new show where we discuss gaming, movies, music, pop culture, and more. And now, your hosts, Kieran and Kyle.
Treacle and Shaggy.
Treacle and Shagging the Prime Minister 007. Honestly.
Honestly.
007, really? You're a representative of
MI6.
British Empire.
No, yeah, he's from MI6, not SAS.
Is MI6 real?
Yeah. Yeah, it's real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You thought that was a fantastical organization?
Anyways, we're rolling. I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
Welcome to Grinding for Days.
Yes.
Episode. I think we're 15?
Wow.
Let's just double check
that. What a legacy we've left.
What a legacy we have left on the interwebs.
Yeah.
I'm just going to double check that once my D drive takes a little while to kick in because it's, it goes to sleep when it's not in use kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And my other drive that all my OS is on is like a, the solid state drive.
You're so PC master race.
I am such a member of the, you console scum.
Yeah.
You guys.
Fucking console scum. Yeah. We know your true feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. This is episode 15.
Oh, wow.
Grinding for Days. So today we're going to talk about a bunch of gaming-related shit like we always do.
Yes, we do. We're going to talk about Orisia, a new character of Overwatch.
And Mass Effect Andromeda coming into horrible reviews.
The Hearthstone expansion, Journey to Un'Goro.
And Battlefield and Dark Souls DVD and much more.
DVD.
DVD? Did I say DVD?
We get DVD. I have DVD for you. I give you DVDs. Come here. I have DVD for you.
DLC. You want to buy DVD? I have Dukes of Hazzard. Popular American show.
I have many DVD for you.
Yeah, no, the Dark Souls DLC, the Ring City, and the Gwent open beta will be coming soon.
Yes.
That's what we got on the list today.
People. And we know jack shit about most of them. So.
Hey, I know a lot about two of them.
All right. So. Well, I don't know much about our first topic, and that's the new Overwatch character.
You don't?
I've only played her, and I'm the Overwatch player out of us, too.
Yeah, I don't even play.
I played her. Well, she's not available in competitive play yet until next week.
Oh, wow.
So, you got to play quick play or I think arcade.
Yeah.
And,
what's arcade?
It's like various, there's like a capture the flag game. There's like a 3-on-3 game.
So it's like
arcade mode and casual? They change them up.
Is it for casuals?
Yeah. It's more cash, you know? and they change them up depending on, like seasonal kind of events like the Olympics or Christmas or Halloween.
Oh, the Olympics, man.
They did a seasonal event. They did Lucio Ball for the Olympics last year, which was kind of like Rocket League.
Okay.
And everybody played as Lucio. And he's like this fast moving.
You're a Hanzo man.
I am not
what
a Hanzo.
What does that mean?
Man. It means what's people who play Hanzo when they shouldn't be.
Okay.
The worst that's is a Widowmaker man.
That's the derogatory aspect to that insult.
Yeah, that's meant to be insulting, calling someone a Hanzo.
You saw that thing I showed you, somebody called somebody in their class a Hanzo man.
Yeah.
A teacher wrote it out on a note or whatever.
Yeah. You're a Hanzo man. Yeah. We have a Hanzo man in our little group, and he's actually really good.
Do you call him a Hanzo man?
We make fun of him because other players that don't know him, they're like, hey, get off Hanzo. Play something else.
I thought it was because he was overpowered or something.
No. It's because a lot of people play him in inappropriate.
Just suck or what?
Yeah. And they play him in the inappropriate circumstances when there's
so there's no overpowered character right now in
Bastion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some overpowered cards in Hearthstone. Like Blizzard, you know, they're a great company, but
they're not perfect, but they're pretty good.
It's really hard to balance stuff in general.
So anyway, what I do know about Orisa, she's a tank. She's like a four-legged centaur robot.
My God.
And she's got like a machine gun and she's got some kind of EMP launcher and she can put a shield in front of her. Like it's like a slow moving ball. You click it once to launch it, then you click it again and it explodes.
Okay.
Does AOE damage.
Oh, nice.
And she's got...
Is there grenades in Overwatch?
Only if the character has them.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's not grenades like in say, Battlefield or Halo or something.
Oh,
like
God,
that.
Is there ever grenades in Battlefield 1? That's one. We'll talk about that later.
There's some great grenades.
Grenade spam headquarters.
I haven't played Battlefield in ages.
Yeah, you don't really play it.
I'll get back into it.
You just hate
the game. I hate it. You hate. I hate EA. I hate DICE.
No, like you have your first-person shooter you enjoy. I can only play one at a time.
Well, I'm more of an Overwatch fan.
I can't play more than one first-person shooter.
But I played a little Battlefront last night for the first time in ages.
Yeah? And was it actually fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Battlefront. A lot of people thought it sucked, but I think it's pretty good. It's not as good as the old Star Wars Battlefront 2, on the PS2. But
I never played that.
It was good. And it had more to it.
You probably played like every Star Wars game.
Single one ever made, but I played a lot of them.
You probably played every one that ever.
I had Empire Strikes Back on the Atari.
Oh.
On the Atari 2600. That was the first licensed Star Wars game.
Wow. Was it decent? Playable?
It was. For the Atari 2600, you had a little snow speeder and you had to shoot down the walkers.
Oh.
And it was actually quite a good game.
Hmm.
Yeah, there was a couple on the Atari. There was Jedi Power Battles, which sucked, because you had a lightsaber and you controlled it with the spinner.
Yeah.
And then there was the Millennium Falcon Return of the Jedi one, where you had to, blow up the Death Star with the Millennium Falcon.
Oh.
That was a decent game for its time, too.
I bet.
But I guess, as usual, we're getting way off topic. So, Arisa, I think I'm going to like once she gets into comp. Yeah. I play Tank quite a bit. I play Reinhardt and
Diva. That's what the character looks like to me, because it's a hulking robot thing.
So, yeah. And her ult is she puts out this beacon and then it gives everyone else a damage boost.
Oh, okay.
Standing within a certain range.
Oh, nice.
So
that's all those synergies and stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's all about
Blizzard games.
I'm learning it's all about combining your ults with other players.
Mm-hmm. Is that the ult?
You get your ultimate, as you're fighting, you got your little thing that counts out to 100%, then your ultimate activates, and you can use that, right?
Yeah.
And each character has a different one.
Mm-hmm.
But certain characters work well in combination with other ones.
So, what's an example of an ultimate that...
Like Zarya and Pharah, right? For the Overwatch players out there.
Yeah.
She does her ult, she does this graviton ball, and she goes, fire at will! And everybody gets sucked into the ball. Mm-hmm. And then Pharah, she's like this flying lady with a rocket launcher. And her ult is she launches this big barrage of rockets. So if Zarya pulls her ult, goes fire at will. And then Pharah can launch up into the air and go...
And then they all die?
Yeah.
Oh,
not always, but a lot of the time it does a lot of damage. So
that's not overpowered or anything?
Well, you got to think to do it, right?
Okay.
And that's the hard part.
So you have to do it coordinating somewhere with your teammates. Where somebody's... There's lots of enemy players.
Yeah.
For it to work.
Yeah, and both have to time it perfectly.
You can't die. You got to get your ultimate up. If you die, it's gone, right?
No, if you die, it's still there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And if you die with your ult and you haven't used it yet, you still got it when you spawn again.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to restart it for a death.
That sounds hard.
But yeah.
Right on, man.
Well, so that's enough Overwatch talk, I guess. Oh, geez. I always find a reason to talk about Overwatch, but hey, there's a new character this week. There's also been some gameplay changes, but I'm not too sure.
You don't read, the patch notes?
I do, but I don't remember anything right now.
You don't remember a damn thing about it?
Nothing big. Oh, Anna got decrease in her biotic rifle.
Oh, nerfs and buffs and
Bastion now takes 20% less damage while in configuration sentry or tank.
Hmm.
Formerly 35 junk rats.
Do they patch the game all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Let's see. Junkrat got his explosions no longer hurt himself. Well, I'm not going to read all these. You have that interested, go read the patch notes. Yeah, they keep buffing and nerfing and
buffs, nerfs, and everything buffs and in between. Nerfs, you know
and
what I
smurfs.
Mean? You little smurf.
That's going to be the name of my gaming book. It's going to be called Buffs, Nerfs, and Smurfs. By the Kato. It's going to be a good time. That's going to be our new YouTube series.
Buffs, Nerfs, and Smurfs.
Coming soon. Buffs, Nerfs, and Smurfs.
We're going to talk about Mass Effect Andromeda,
which I know very little about.
I think I know
it. But I know I'm not going to buy it right away.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look
that
great.
Well, we both played all three other games,
yes,
right?
Yes, and I enjoyed them very much.
I loved it, man. I loved them. But I'm really worried about.
Now, maybe some patching will help, like, because the animations do look kind of freaky.
Yeah, no, they do, yeah.
And there's a lot of glitching. Up, man.
They look somehow worse than they did in 2008.
Yeah.
Like,
those characters looked awesome.
Did you see the stuff about, oh, they hired some cosplayer to be the animator? Yeah, there's a big Gamergate thing going on.
Oh, are they threatening him or something?
No, they sent her death. She's been getting lots of death threats and stuff. She's some cosplayer, and Blizzard says she didn't work for them. It's really weird. It's all this scandalous shit. Blizzard says she wasn't the lead facial animator.
You mean BioWare?
Yes, sorry. BioWare. Yeah. BioWare.
Who I believe said, are based in Edmonton.
Yes, they are. Yeah, which is really close to where we're located right now. But anyway, they said this inexperienced, I don't know if that's true or not, cosplayer did the facial animations, and that's why they suck so bad.
Then why are they letting a cosplayer do the facial animations of a multi-million dollar EA AAA title?
$40 million game, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good question. She has since removed that she works at BioWare from her profile. BioWare denies she worked for them. It's really strange.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on here. Somebody's lying. And then
I want to Google this.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't hear about all this shit. It's been this big conundrum lately about all this stuff, because it just came out on Tuesday, obviously.
Gamergate complaint about Mass Effect facial animations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they got some guy.
What is Gamergate? I don't really know.
Are they anonymous? It's some kind of, I don't know what Gamergate is.
Because remember there were some Gamergators here in Calgary, was it 2 years ago?
Was that like to do with the Comic-Con or something?
Yeah, at the Comic-Con, they got thrown out.
Female gamers and like,
and how they're all mistreated.
Social justice or something? I don't know, man. Yeah. I really don't. I don't follow it that closely. But
they got thrown out of Calgary. I remember there was a bunch of Gamergators here.
They got chased out of Calgary.
Well, they had like a booth set up.
Oh.
And one of them went to like one of the panels and started making like really,
I'll have to read up on it more. I don't really know what it is.
Towards one of the guests. I can't remember who it was.
But yeah. All I know is this girl's been getting death threats about.
And Anita Sarkeesian. Animations. Anyway, well, yeah. The animations do suck from what I've seen.
Yeah. I've watched really some weird footage. They're really weird, man.
So, does she deserve to die? No, just make the game better next time.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Hire cosplayers.
Get this, like, all the, you know, the constant internet war against social justice warriors and the, you know, the hardcore alt-right movement and all that is good now spilling into games.
It spills into everything.
It does. And some guy who worked for BioWare, he doesn't work for them anymore, Blizzard says, but he's some East Indian or Pakistani guy, and he's made a bunch of anti-white posts on Twitter or something, and okay, now that's all part of it too. So it's just like a complete mess.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, Mass Effect Andromeda.
Oh, I see furry stuff appearing on your Facebook.
Really?
Site. Yeah. Right there. People you may know. Local furry. Quickly! Block! Quickly! But no, yeah, so that's a complete mess. That's a huge letdown to read all those terrible reviews. I've seen it reviewed anything from 6 out of 10 to 7.7 on IGN.
Well, let's look on Metacritic.
Yeah, that'd be good to go off. Because me and you were so excited, man. Like, I was gonna buy that. You know, as soon as it came out, I was pretty stoked. I hear the combat's amazing though. So, they've done some things right. And they completely changed
it. 76 critic score and a 4.3 user score.
A 4.3 out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Look at all the negative reviews.
So what?
109 positive, 31 mixed, and this is the PC version I'm looking at. 157 negative. I usually pay more attention to the user reviews.
Yeah.
Now, let's look at the PS4.
That's a horrible user review. Eh?
It's got the same. It's got a 4.3 user score. 194 negative, 50 mixed, 122 positive.
Huh.
So yeah, it's not. And when I saw that,
have to watch some Let's Plays, eh?
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I was thinking, because that'll really. I don't know if you saw the animation of the character running up the stairs. It looks ridiculous, man. You got to see this. Yeah, here, YouTube, a video of the animation montage. There's somebody taking their female character up the stairs, and their legs are. They're bow-legged, and they're running up the stairs like they have Ricketts disease.
Here's a 1 minute. It's all funny animations fuck. Compilation funniest moments. I'm going to turn the volume down so we don't pick it up.
Yeah. It's very uncanny valley. It
looks like Team America World Police.
Yeah. Thunderbirds too.
Thunderbirds are go.
Yeah, it's very ventriloquist.
I don't think that's what I don't think that's
marionette
what
puppet.
For.
And there and you should. And the sex scenes are look very ridiculous as well.
Yeah, look at her. She's doing chicken walk.
Look at that. That's what I'm talking about right there. Look at that. What the fuck?
I'm tired of these damn rickets.
Yeah, like Homer Simpson. I got Ricketts disease, baby. Like, that's messed
yeah,
up,
yeah, see, that's not
that
why,
better,
that's why I'm not paying $80 for the game.
Yeah, they better fucking work on that, man. And you know another thing, Kieran, is they only introduced two more alien races. Come on, man. This is fucking... This is, like, what, 200 years after Mass Effect 3? And there's two more races... And they're in, like, another galaxy?
Yeah.
What's with that?
You know...
And it's the same old shit, like, apparently, like, you're meeting the crew, and they're, like, the same stereotypes as, like, the other people. You know what I mean? It's just, like, they're retreading the... It's just ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. So, I'm really worried about this game being good.
Well...
And it was one of my most anticipated games.
I was looking forward to it, too. I'm disappointed.
Out. Because I really did not think that's a franchise that would release something that's
well,
subpar.
EA, you know?
EA, yes. They force shit to come out before
BioWare I'm disappointed with, because BioWare does not make bad games.
No, but...
Dragon Age...
But get this, it's fucking, a different team completely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first three had the same team. This is a different team. So I didn't know that either. And those two doctors who used to run BioWare... Ray Musica or whatever, and the other guy, they resigned in 2012. So
okay.
So they're not even involved. I think they were a big part of the quality control for the company.
Well, obviously yeah. The quality control is lacking because this game looks pretty awful. But I'm not it saying does. It's beyond
apparently
reproach.
It's huge though. The planets you can there's not a lot of planets.
Apparently the navigation system is really well done.
Yes, no, there's some things that are good, I hear.
So maybe they can patch up some of the... Mm-hmm. Remember when Mass Effect 3
Bungie
came out and everybody was pissed off about the ending, so they...
Yeah. Well,
the ending
was horrible.
They added like more to the ending, mm-hmm. like
but
through
did
a patch.
These people?
I never even finished Mass Effect.
No,
I got like
well,
really close
it.
To the
you
end.
You don't finish games, but I...
Not always. Some games I finished.
I finished 3 for sure, and I got to the ending. It was totally fucking messed up, and then I didn't download any extra shit for it or anything. So I don't know what they added, but yeah, no, I'm pretty disappointed to hear that.
So maybe it can be patched.
Because imagine what it could be. Think about that game with the universe they've already built, and then they have...
Oh, you're preaching to the choir. Yeah.
Yeah, the facial animation of The Witcher, GTA 5.
Well, this is indicative of a larger problem in gaming in general. You know, where you get these highly anticipated titles that come out and they end up being, like, really disappointing,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you wait, like, for sometimes
that's
2 years, and you're like, I can't
bad,
wait
though,
for...
All.
And this is...
That's a surprise.
This
dude.
Is always going to happen, but it's happened more and more in the last, I'd say, 5-10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're going, like, 2 years, oh, they just announced such and such part 4.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till it comes out, and then you wait and wait and wait, and you're like, Cartman, come on, trying to freeze yourself before the Wii came out. I'm waiting for that game to come out. I hope I don't think that's going to disappoint me.
No.
I will pay full price for that game, because I enjoyed the first one so much.
I loved the other one. You lent me that, and it was just pure fun the whole time.
Yeah, pure hilarity.
Great RPG.
Yeah, I will happily buy that game.
Paris Hilton's butt.
Yeah. Wasn't Mr. Slave in there?
Oh, no, it was Mr. Slave's butt.
Oh, yeah, you had to go to Mr. Slave's butt.
It was so full of stuff.
Yeah. So I think this one will be good too. And PC Principal will probably be in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. No, he will. Because that's one of their most popular introductions of characters in the past few years, for sure.
He's one of the best new characters.
So funny. So
his PC douche frats.
Yeah. His frat force. Yeah. Ridiculous.
All right. Well, I guess Mass Effect Andromeda will have to wait for patching and a lower price.
Yeah, because
that's what I'm saying.
They just patched it today, I guess, and then they might improve the animations. They say.
Well, I hope so.
It's this huge scandal, right?
Yeah, you why can't they release finished? You know,
I know.
Like
I know.
Too many unfinished games glitch fests are coming out.
Yes,
and a lot of them do get better with patching over time, but
yeah.
You know, I want to play it now.
Some, though, they're, I don't know if you can fix them. They're so fucked up.
Yeah.
You
know? No, some, you're right.
Even with patching.
Like, but some they could. Like, they eventually saved the Batman game there, which was a disaster when it launched on PC. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Arkham Knight.
That. Yeah.
And they ended up finishing it, and it ended up being a good game. But, oh, boy, they offered refunds.
What would you give it out of 10?
Arkham Knight?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
I'd probably give it about an 8.
Yeah. Okay.
I would give Arkham City a 9.
On Batman games.
And I would probably give Arkham Asylum an 8.5. I'd give Arkham
City a 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't usually give 10s because I'm a picky fucker.
Well, that's good. You're discerning.
I'm a discerning
game,
video game connoisseur.
Games are like a fine wine to me.
You must sniff the cork. Oh, the box. Oh, wait, games don't come in boxes anymore.
No, come online. I've actually only bought one game.
Like physical online. Copy? Oh, online.
Yeah,
or well, you're GTA a console.
And, yeah, I'm a console
guy. You're a console bum.
I am, yeah. You fucking PC fucks.
The PC kiss master race shall cleanse the gaming world. You guys, no, I'm not a PC master race. That's just where I happen to have. I don't have a PS4 right now.
You have
now.
A nice PC.
And I don't really have a... I'll use it. I don't really see any reason to buy a PS4 right now. There will be one game that comes out, maybe The Last of Us 2 will come out, and I'll go, fuck it, I'm buying one.
Well, what about that zombie game that's coming out with Kurt Russell in it?
What?
Yeah, he's the main character.
Kurt Russell? It's
got mountains of zombies piling out. I don't know if you saw the trailer for that.
No.
We should look that up right now. Dude, there's fucking hundreds of zombies on screen at once, just, and they're the fast
Dead Rising head. Oh.
They're running zombies, you know?
Kurt Russell zombie game.
No, yeah, how is that not coming up? Maybe he's not in it? Fuck. My buddy said it. He might have been really mistaken. Because I don't see any matches there.
Like a new zombie video game
where they're running quick.
Dying Light, I think, if I remember correctly, had fast zombies.
I think that might be it.
That's an old game. That came
out. No, okay.
And
no,
it doesn't have anybody it. Famous
it's,
in
it's,
it.
I think it's that Days Gone? Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's it. Fuck.
Is somebody famous in that?
I'm not sure. That must be it, though.
Doesn't say anything about any actors.
It was third person. Yeah, I don't know why my friend thought Kurt Russell was in it.
He's, and it's he's got like Kurt a senior Russell.
Citizen.
Kurt Russell's like 65, 70.
It's really old, yeah.
He still acts. Well, he's not really old.
I'm going to bring that up tonight if we're playing Battlefield later. I'm going to say, hey, dude, Kurt Russell's not in that fucking game.
I don't think he's ever been
what
in a game.
What kind of shit were you talking? When he told me that, I went, what?
They should make a Big Trouble in Little China game.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they did The Warriors about 12 years ago?
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was a great game.
And it fleshed it out. It fleshed out the characters and the world. And,
Rockstar, man.
Everyone loves that game.
Those guys don't put out crap.
No, it's good. Even that table tennis game they put out is awesome.
Oh, I've never played that one. But Red Dead Redemption's coming out this fall.
It was a Rockstar table tennis game built on their engine.
Red Dead Redemption 2 will take over my life come its release.
Yes, me too. Fucking love that.
Yep.
It's going to be so good.
All right, what's our next topic there? We're lagging.
Why?
Hearthstone expansion.
So we're lagging. We're just lagging right now.
Where are we at now? 24,
20, 21, 22. Yeah, you're exposing our hidden...
No, like, people can look at their iPhone or their device and go, look, You just said the time rat.
Yeah, you're right.
He's psychic. Right.
You can tell time. But yeah, we're going to talk quickly about the, or not so quickly, the new
great length.
Hearthstone expansion that's coming out soon. Journey to Un'Goro. Apparently that's some place in WoW. I've never played WoW. You have.
Do you know Un'Goro?
Yes.
It's okay. Some crater or something in WoW where there's dinosaurs. That's all I know. But it's going to be a expansion. That's I think there's like 100.
Well, it's all WoW lore,
cards.
Right? Like
it is. It's
what,
most of it.
Fill in as the only WoW person back here.
Yeah, you're the WoW expert. Genova's here.
Okay, fine.
I thought you played it years ago or something.
I did.
Yeah,
but I don't know it. Like, there's been a lot of changes since I last played.
Yeah,
it's been 9 years since I played.
Oh, okay, that's.
Game's basically gotten a facelift.
Yeah, it's a lot different, which is awesome. I like, that's one of the pluses of video gaming today is like they can develop like a game that's how old, almost
that's
like
really
13
old.
Years?
Well, it came out in like
really
2004?
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has it got any graphics updates? Probably.
I think the graphics have gotten a bit better.
It's a bit of a rehaul with each expansion, but nothing major as far as I'm aware.
Yeah. Well, people just like the style of it. It's kind of got its own cartoony kind of style going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Still does. I'm loading it up right now, actually.
So that's that's the new expansion.
Yeah, no. I think there's 130 new cards, and there's a lot of new mechanics that they're going to
Does it cost money?
Like, adapt and stuff? Of course it costs money. Yes. You can buy 50 packs
for... You kids and your mobile games.
You can buy 50 packs for $50, I think, right now.
Yeah, pre-order. I just thought 50 packs for $49.99 US dollars.
Oh,
so that'd be
I'm not doing that.
What's the US exchange rate right now?
I probably spent $30 on her. Yeah, it's horrible, man. I buy lots of stuff off.
Well, I'm from a border town, so it's $1.34. That's basically... It got a lot higher than that when I was young.
Yeah?
Yeah. It got close to $2. For like back in
parody.
the 90s.
I remember when it was at parity 2 years ago.
But yeah, and I remember when the not too long ago the Canadian dollar was actually worth more for a little while there.
That's crazy.
But like, you know, because we did a lot of shopping in Detroit growing up in Windsor, Ontario.
Shopping.
And so we would have to figure out, is it cheaper? We'd have to factor in the exchange rate and the Michigan sales tax, which I believe was 4%.
Yeah.
And possible duty. If you couldn't smuggle it back across the border and got pulled in, they would make you pay duty.
Oh, I see.
So, and GST on it. Like, once GST came in, they would start charging. Like, if you bought a TV and were bringing it into Canada, you'd have to pay the GST on it and the duty. And you got more.
Diving.
it was brutal. So, if you stayed in the States longer, you could bring back more shit. Like, if you went and stayed for, like, a week, you were allowed
Where'd you stay in Detroit?
I never stayed in Detroit, but if I went down to, like, Florida, say, or something like that, or, you know, I could bring back, like, $200 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't remember. This is not a duty podcast. This is a gaming podcast.
Yeah, shut up!
But I do like my duty-free liquor.
Yeah, my dad does, too.
Stop at the duty-free there, sweetie. Pick me up some Marlboros.
Some Camels and a...
And a bottle of Jack.
But, so every time Hearthstone has an expansion, it completely changes the meta, obviously.
There's one of my friends from Overwatch playing Hearthstone.
He's playing it, yeah.
Because this is the Blizzard thing, right? It shows up.
Whoever's on Battle.net.
Who's playing what? Yeah.
Some of them playing StarCraft 2, probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I've been invited to play that recently.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Yeah? You just never play
it? I haven't played it in a long time.
Are you any good at it? Or
not really. That's why I stopped playing.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, it's all skill.
Yeah, at least he's honest.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, down in the back. Keep the heckling to yourself.
That's why I like Hearthstone. It's got a lot of luck
in it. Oh, Endoskull's on.
A lot of RNG.
I got to give Endoskull a shout out. He's got a YouTube channel called Film Grit, so...
I think he showed me some of his stuff.
Yeah, he just released his top 5 Fallout fan films.
Films?
Yeah, people make like Fallout movies.
Oh, wow.
Set in the Fallout universe.
Huh.
And some
of
them
all live in the...
strange places.
There was one guy did one about like the Romans from Fallout New Vegas. They got those guys that are like the Romans.
I didn't play New Vegas.
Yeah, they live in the Nevada desert, yeah. And they have, like, an emperor, and they all act like ancient Romans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
And then,
maybe influenced by Caesar's palace.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Because yeah. Caesar! That's my old casino is now Caesar's Windsor. Hmm. I used to work at Casino Windsor in Windsor, and now it's called Caesar's Windsor. Huh. And apparently somebody reminded me, I forgot, Donald Trump came to town.
I stayed in Caesar's Palace in Vegas.
Oh, did you? I stayed at Treasure Island when I went to Vegas.
Treasure Island, yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice casino. All of them are nice.
Yeah, on the new strip. Yeah,
I didn't gamble much. I just drank a lot of those margaritas.
Yeah.
Those margaritas are the shiznit. Damn
margaritas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll get you. But, so yeah, I've been watching a lot of the card reveal videos and stuff. I do that. And, there's a guy named Kriparian. Have you ever heard of him? He's a Blizzard guy, and he
basically is he on Heroes of the Storm.
Probably. He just plays a lot of Blizzard games.
Do you play?
Oh, he's really popular. Like,
oh, he's a player. YouTube like he guy. Does. Oh, okay. He's a YouTube guy. I thought he was like a character within.
No, one of their games. He's a YouTube guy, and he does a lot of Hearthstone videos, and they asked him to commentate on. Like the BlizzCon.
I was watching some of the Hearthstone competitions. Yeah.
It's actually cool. Eh?
Oh, I've played Hearthstone in the past. I just don't want to put.
No, but I mean the competitions are cool.
Yeah. Blizzard in general, they really foster a community based.
Well, it's like nerve wracking, man, because they're playing for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and there's so much RNG in the game, like random number generation. And there's so much, like, you know, you play a card. There's a lot of cards that in high-level play that you play and you never know really what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're just...
Well, chance is a big part of any card game.
It is. It is, yes. Every card game, exactly.
They have poker on TV.
Like, it was important for Blizzard, I think, even more than, like, Magic the Gathering. There's way more in...
Well, it sounds like is there
full of it, dude.
Is there an actual physical
Discover cards,
Hearthstone game? Like cards?
I don't think so. No. But they made a card game called... It was like a World of Warcraft card game.
In my room somewhere, I have Hearthstone cards.
Yeah. They probably made it, yeah. But they had a World of Warcraft card game in 1990... Or, sorry. In, like, the 2000s at some point. Before Hearthstone. Like, they made, like, a card game. So.
Oh.
They had, like, a TCG where you could redeem... They have, like, codes and stuff on the cards where you could... scratch them and redeem them for like in-game items. They're not they discontinued it since, but it's like reminiscent of what you're saying, I suppose.
There's a lot. There's an XCOM board game too that I saw in
there's a Discovery Hut one too.
Is there?
Yeah. So it's a fan made one, but they crowdfunded it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks cool though, for sure.
I haven't played a board game in ages.
No, me either.
Not since our Thor friend left.
Which one?
The Valhalla guy that used to live with me.
Oh, yeah. Valhalla, yeah.
He used to play some board games
with Valhalla Rising, they used to call him.
Yeah. Valhalla Rising. Because he looks just like Mads Mikkelsen.
Exactly like that. But, yeah, no. So, I've been watching some of the card reveals, and there's a lot of interesting things they're adding. Like really crazy mechanics and stuff. The adapt mechanic, just some of the class cards and stuff. Hopefully it really changes. Every expansion should really change the meta, right? Some of them haven't in the past. And one thing Blizzard struggles with is making balanced cards that cost one mana. A lot of the one mana cards are way too good.
You know what I mean?
For like how much they cost. They're just way too powerful.
They're OP.
Yes, they are OP. Like, I completely changed. I switched. Like, I play ladder, and I was playing Control Priest for a long time, and that's like a priest deck that is for a long game, and just like a long, meticulous kind of game, you know? And then I just switched because it's not viable, man, right now. Like, there's a thing, the Jade decks, which were introduced in the last expansion, they just completely fuck you up every time, and that's like 60% of people on the ladder, and also Shaman's way overpowered right now, so I just switched to like an aggro warrior kind of deck, and now I'm just doing so much better.
So I had to conform, you know what I mean? To what's good at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that changes. It's same as Overwatch, not do that, too. Though.
I'd rather, like, I wanted to play, like, what I wanted to play. What I like playing, you know?
You which gotta is, adapt. The game changes.
I had to completely change.
You can't beat him,
John. Look, yeah. Yeah. Look how much, WoW has changed since its inception.
Yeah.
And that's probably their oldest game, right?
Yeah.
Well, they had Diablo.
The Hyperion guy plays... He plays WoW too. He got like the highest.
There was a game. I saw
per second or something.
And I can't. But yeah. I can't remember what game it was. But Blizzard made it, and I was like, it was like really old, like SNES.
And I was like, the Lost Vikings?
No, it was before that even. Because I knew they made that, but it was a licensed game. I think it was like a Ren and Stimpy game or something like it was Ren something licensed. Maybe not necessarily Ren and Stimpy, but something like that. Oh, it was RPM Racing, Genova just told us. She Googled it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And
I'm helping.
She's going to be the Robin Quivers of Grinding for Days.
Who is that?
That's Howard Stern's co-host. The black lady? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She keeps Howard from going too much. Actually, Howard Stern doesn't go too much off the rails anymore.
He doesn't go into full Don Imus.
I don't like pay attention to him that much, but sometimes I'll watch his because he's a really good interviewer.
Yeah.
And if he has somebody cool on his show, like I recently watched him interviewing Sacha Baron Cohen, you know, that did Borat and Bruno and all that.
Yeah.
And it was a really interesting interview. That guy actually got arrested when he was being Borat. And he never broke character and he spent like 2 days in jail. and all he had to do was say, listen, I'm an actor and I'm, you know, but you know, he was Borat, like doing something lewd in public.
Oh, okay. Like and, wearing that slingshot thing or?
No, I don't think that's what got him arrested, but I don't think what got him arrested made it into the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, he did get arrested. I heard like he was talking about and he spent like 2 days in jail.
Cell, obviously. So,
and, but he never broke character the whole time he was in the jail cell. That's he never washes that suit either, so that he always purposely stinks. Oh like that suit has never been laundered.
Like
that
when
he wears.
Borat.
Yeah.
Okay, he stinks.
Like he's a method actor, man.
Yeah.
He's like De Niro.
For sure.
There's a new movie coming out with all that, like Scorsese and.
The Irish gangster one.
Joe Pesci's in it and De Niro and what's it called?
Forward to that. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to it too.
Yeah.
Because Scorsese is awesome. I like Irish gangsters. They're one of my favorite kinds of gangsters.
Yeah.
I think they're my second favorite behind, like, the Sopranos. the mix, the Westies. Yeah.
Did you see the...
If it was the Westies, you'd be dead.
The Whitey Bulger biopic with...
with Johnny Depp? Yeah. Yes, I did.
I liked it a lot.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. He's a...
The thing that I was impressed with most was... What's his name's Boston accent there? Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did he have prosthetics on to look fat, kind of?
I think so, yeah. But he did a really good Boston accent. And I was like, nice one, Benedict. Because he's very English.
But he's a thin guy.
Oh, he's very thin, yeah.
And that guy had like a big fat head, man.
You know? I've only seen the movie once.
I bought it on Blu-ray.
Did you?
Yeah, I really like it.
You've been buying a lot of stuff at HMV now that they're closing down?
No, actually.
I bought a bunch.
From eBay.
There's a...
They don't have a lot of movies.
With somebody with eclectic tastes. Thief with James Caan?
Yeah.
I've like never seen that.
Blu-ray. Fuck. We gotta watch
I saw your Facebook post there. Yeah. Like, whoever... I've never seen Thief. I remember when it came out.
I remember seeing the ads for it,
and it was rated R, and I was like, oh, I can't go see that. And who the hell is this James Caan guy?
was that before?
This is when I was a little kid, though, and I was paying more attention to, like, Star Wars.
Was, like... 17, 18.
I was like maybe 20, like early 20s when I saw Godfather for the first time.
Yeah.
When are they going to make Godfather 4? That's what I remember. It came on two tapes.
Yeah.
Because
it
was so long. Blues Brothers came on two tapes as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it on Blu-ray. I don't have the Godfather on Blu-ray. I should get it.
I'm going to hate when they introduce it.
I wish they would have a set.
In April.
What's that?
HMV closes in like what, April?
Yeah. Yeah. And they keep making their DVDs cheaper and cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
I just picked up I picked up Eastbound and Down mostly on Blu-ray, except the one season they didn't have, so I got that on DVD.
Yeah.
I got Spinal Tap. I went in there last week, I bought The Commitments and on DVD.
I saw some guy there with a basket with probably 100 Blu-rays in it.
I bought The Commitments on DVD and The Road Warrior on Blu-ray, and for both it cost $12.
Oh yeah. Like, yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah, I'll be sad. I'll be sad when HMV closes, though.
Yeah, well, they're putting that record shop into them, like some Canadian record.
Oh, there's another music store gonna, yeah, and they're gonna sell like vinyl. Are they gonna sell movies though?
Sunridge and two of the Northeast
Chinook?
Ones.
What about Chinook?
No. Two Northeast malls are getting.
Those are Calgary malls for anyone listening outside of Calgary.
Yeah, Northeast. They're getting this new record store in place of HMB.
Oh, well, that's cool. So the hipsters can buy their
company,
vinyl?
I guess, yeah.
I'm glad to see vinyl has made a comeback, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. On.
You should get a turntable and shit.
I don't have the room.
Records every day.
I don't have the room for it.
No? Yeah, you do. To your right there. You put a little turntable right there.
Yeah. Well, I got my drums over there. I'm trying to play those every day.
Yeah?
I didn't get them to them today, but...
Warm up those wrists, eh?
I played some drums
Somebody's
going to
give me one of those.
Set of V drums?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just have to pay, but I got to pay shipping. He's going to give me a quote.
Is it a Nigerian prince?
Yes.
I will send you my V drums as a token of goodwill until you can get the millions of dollars.
I wish it was a Nigerian prince, but it's actually just my friend in Vancouver.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Because he's going to get a new set of them, I guess. And he's got kids, so.
All right, let's go on to our next topic. Battlefield 1. We're going to just skim over this one because we went into it pretty in-depth a couple episodes ago. Do you have it?
Didn't.
Yeah, we
yes,
did.
Yes, I have it. Now we're not going to skim
all right, over all right, it. All right, then you give us your...
He's always skimming me. Out of shit. But no, yeah. So anyway, I was peer pressured by my two friends to buy the premium pass for $66. And basically...
I think it's on sale.
No, it's not. Don't fucking shit me. It's not on sale.
Imagine if it went on sale just after you bought
it. There's no way it went on sale, man. You're making up lies.
Maybe I just dreamt it.
Show me proof.
I'm opening Origin.
But no, anyway...
Something was on sale. Maybe it was just...
I don't think it's that.
Oh, it was the upgrade to Deluxe.
Okay.
Which I don't even know what that entails. I don't think it actually, now that I think about it, I don't
premium.
Think it.
I don't know, because Deluxe would be all the DLCs. Premium is 2 weeks beforehand. So I've been playing the new maps for 2 weeks, right? Almost tomorrow.
So is that an expansion pack or a downloadable
content?
It's
a DLC, yeah. I think. What the hell's the difference? It's called They Shall Not
premium
Pass.
Premium Pass. The Deluxe Edition upgrade is $32.99 mm-hmm. Canadian.
Yes.
And the premium pass is $64.99.
Yeah.
So that, like, but the deluxe, you still get all the DLC?
Yeah, but you,
but
have
you
to
just
wait.
Get it earlier.
Yes, you have to wait. And you get.
With the premium.
Okay, with the premium, you get a bunch of skins and XP boosts. And
oh,
shit.
I don't
so
care. About
no,
that.
I know. Most people don't. But I, yeah, you get that and you get to play 2 weeks beforehand.
I don't
so
care
me
about
and my
that
friends.
Either.
Well.
But you play every day, right?
Yeah, I do play every day. So I was like, oh, and then I went, oh, I'll just fucking wait. And they went, but dude, if you get it, it'll be cheap. It'll be the same price anyway. Because I'm going to, like, there's three more coming out, dude. So I'm like, thought about it. Oh, maybe. I've never bought a season's pass for anything. That's what this is.
I bought a couple.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I've never bought one.
I bought the Battlefront
one. First one.
And people said I was crazy.
I don't have buyer's regret. I don't.
No, if it's something you love.
Yeah, well, then each one is going to have four maps in it, and a bunch of guns, and a bunch of, like, and the new game mode, dude, Frontlines, oh my god, it's awesome.
See, I'm lucky because awesome. My favorite new expansion is free, and that's the XCOM Long War 2.
Fuck you.
Which you console scum cannot play.
Oh my god.
Wringing my hands. The PC Master Race. Actually, I heard they're bringing mods to consoles eventually.
Yeah, no, I thought they did already.
Because Fallout has a ton of good mods, and yeah. XCOM 1 and 2
game.
Have a ton of good mods.
So it better have
Fallout
mods.
4?
Yeah.
You think it's shitty?
Yes.
I don't think it's as good as, like, 3, but I wouldn't say it's horrible.
I don't know.
Do you have it?
I feel... Yeah, oh yeah, I have it. I traded it a long time ago, though.
Oh, what'd you trade it for?
Played, like, 50 hours of it and wasted my fucking time, man. I traded it for something much better. But a different opinion,
a Battlefield
right?
Season Pass?
No, I bought that on a whim. But you wouldn't believe the skins I got, Kieran. Oh my god. No. I was just fucking... That was method acting.
That was very good.
You bought it.
Hello, completely. Mr. Scorsese.
No, but dude, listen, man.
I got your breakout star like, for your Irish gangster film.
Call Hughes. It's pretty funny because I kind of, like, I don't act like I give a shit about them. And then one night when I was drunk, we were playing, and I was opening up the skins. And I got a skin I was looking for a long time, for, like, one of the guns I use all the time. I was screaming like it was Christmas morning. And there was two other people in the party, and they went, wow, like, we can't believe it. Like, because I don't act like that usually. It was just, like, completely out of character and shit. And they went, Kyle, I think you revealed a secret part of your personality. You actually love skins. And then now they know my secret.
Now you're a skin lover. A skin whore.
I am a skin lover. They didn't know that.
Like, I like getting Batman skins in Overwatch, though.
In Arkham City, you could get the 1970s Batman.
Oh, yeah, that was the coolest one. You could
get the Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, Batman Beyond. I was a
skin whore for those, because they use them in the challenge modes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, like, those are fun. Enjoyed using those. Oh, yeah, so
that's
fun.
Got the most...
So fun.
Best, the most best. The, it's
Arnold the most husband. Best.
He's got the most back.
Slow down for your hurt.
No, I said...
what are you eating there? I'm sorry. What is that?
Chicken.
Chicken nuggets?
No, chicken strips. Close enough. You can have cookie.
All right.
Oh, there's...
I've been wondering what this girl over here is eating for a while.
I'm hungry, okay?
Yeah. No, she's hungry. But I had to clarify what it was. Okay. Now I know it's chicken strips.
For everybody else.
Yeah, they're just
episode chunky. Of Grinding for Days brought to you those by chunky, Hungry though. Man.
They're chunky for chicken strips. Yeah, they must have a lot of batter on them or something.
There's like this much chicken.
Yeah. That reminds me, I made chicken strips in the oven one time for an ex-girlfriend, and I cooked them too long and they were hollow. The chicken disappeared. It was like... a bit of chicken protein or something in them, like, not much, and they were just shells, like, battered shells with no chicken.
So, wow.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. The chicken fucking evaporated.
Well, there's Ripley the cat, so I know she didn't become a chicken.
She hasn't come out, and does she like your new friend here?
No.
No? Really? She kind of likes me, but she comes out when we do our podcast, usually, and...
She gives me that...
The hissing?
Stare, like the...
Oh, evilness, yeah. Yeah.
The evil eye.
She doesn't come out much when I'm here looking after shit either, so don't feel too bad. But, no, yeah, it's, the new DLC is awesome. The maps are amazing, to be honest. I love them.
Well, maybe I'll have to pick it up. Fort
Vow is, like, the new Argon Forest, pretty much. It's really small. There's no vehicles. It's so fun on Frontlines, especially Fort Vow. Yeah, there's Rupture, Fort Vow, Soissons, and Verdun are the new maps.
Battlefield Premium.
And they're fucking awesome. Well, don't buy it if you don't play the damn game.
But I will start playing again eventually.
Yeah. When Overwatch dies or something?
Well, Overwatch is
going to... It's never going to die.
It Blizzard, never die. Blizzard games go on forever. Yeah, that's, you know, not going to... The only time Overwatch is going to die...
We won't be playing Battlefield.
...is like about 5 years after Overwatch 2 comes out.
Yes.
But... because people never. Played Diablo 2, like, right up until Diablo 3 came out.
Yes, they did. No, and they played 1 still.
Yeah.
People still play 1.
When I was in Spruce Grove, I was at a video game store, and they had the original Diablo, it was a CD for, like, $10.
$10 for the original Diablo.
I think
some people got busted by Blizzard a while back, and they were playing World of Warcraft, but as it was, like, when it first launched.
Oh, it was a...
They were running like a private server.
Yeah,
but Blizzard made them shut it down.
Patched or whatever.
Yeah.
They reopened it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that would that be better though, or would that be?
Well, some people just want to play the older. Maybe they have older computers. There's still people playing EverQuest. Which came out 5 years. EverQuest came out 5 years before.
More unbalanced, or what? What would be the difference there?
A lot of the content wouldn't be there.
Quality of life changes to cater to people who don't really have, like, the time to sit down and play for, like, 16 hours a day.
The casuals.
So yeah, they cater exactly.
to casuals, yeah.
The casuals. Like me.
Farming leather and this TV to get my milk, goddammit. Rock and martyr.
Well, I guess we can close the origin.
We
The Origin?
The Origin.
Oh, that's...
It's not on sale.
Looking that shit up, yeah.
Yeah. But the Deluxe Edition Pass is like half the price of the Premium Pass.
Yeah, so you don't get to play it. You just get all that... What that is all the DLC without being able to play it early. Yes, yeah. I'm an EA.
That I will probably get.
My buddy was like,
"No, that's okay. Look at you. That you're not an EA whore. If you were an EA whore, you would have been shushing me when I said bad things about Mass Effect Andromeda."
Oh no, I know they're very greedy. Very greedy.
They're one of the oldest game companies that's still around too. I was playing EA stuff back in the 80s.
Yeah,
Electronic Archon. Games. Remember Archon?
Wasn't Black and White on EA too?
The one where you had, like, the god...
All a new game, yeah.
Was that EA?
I think so.
Can't remember. But they've been around a long time.
Yeah.
Since, like, the early 80s.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, no, the new maps are amazing. There's one that's, like, all poppies everywhere.
I will pick those up eventually. Eventually, they're going to give them away for free.
No.
Yeah.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
When? Like Battlefield 4, they give maps away for free?
Oh, maybe not.
I don't think so, man.
Titanfall did.
Yeah, let's be
that's,
real here.
But we're that's published EA by EA. Or... Titanfall's published is by it? EA.
But it's just totally different kind of
but all the DLC about a year after...
I don't think any of it's free for 4, right? And that's what you should go
all for. The DLC ended up being free, and on Titanfall 2, all the DLC... All the DL free. All the DLC is free from the get-go. I got free DVD.
I give you DVD.
Archie Bunker's place.
But, and the new guns, I've unlocked one of them, the medic gun. It's really cool. I enjoy it. And then I'm working on the,
I might play a little this weekend. For assault. Just to get, but I don't know anybody who plays.
That's why I play. Cause you know? I know
my crew is in Overwatch.
Like 6 people that play.
Yeah. I don't know anyone who plays. So. Not well, I know you, play. But like, I don't have a PS4 and you don't have the PC.
And two of them are unemployed. So they play all the time.
They play a lot.
Yeah. Like, they play in the afternoon and shit. And, you know, I can't do that, man.
So your other favorite game is getting a DLC as well.
Yes, Dark Souls, baby.
Dark Souls 3. Dark Souls
3 is getting the Ring City, and it already has the one out. I can't recall the name of it. It was really short, apparently, though. But this one, I'm hoping, is nice and long. But I'll be buying both of them together as some kind of unit. And I'm really excited to return to that game because I haven't played it in a long time, and I loved it. I've played it twice. Pacow! Here comes the cat.
There's Ripley.
Pacow!
Speaking of whores, come here.
That's not nice.
That's not nice.
I'm not wrong, though.
Your cat's fixed.
Yeah, but she's an attention whore.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
There's different types.
She'd get, like, 9,000 years worth of attention if she just come, like,
Go see Genova.
Please.
Yeah, only Karen gets any affection from the cat.
Yep.
But no, it should be really good. It's got they've revealed some of the new enemies and stuff. There's some new PvP arenas. I'll probably definitely get back on there for a little bit and maybe make a new character even. Because it's a really good game. And like I said, it's the most accessible one so far.
Maybe I'll buy it when it's dirt cheap. Even a bum
like you could play it.
Even a bum like me. You ain't no gamer rock, you're a bum.
You could succeed in the game.
Today's Thursday?
Trust me.
Does that mean the new...
Thursday, buddy.
I think the Steam sales start today.
Steam sales? Is that every Thursday?
Well, they have one for the week, and then they have one for the weekend.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Ooh, look, Steam. Ubisoft is having a publisher sale. For Honor's on sale.
Here, that's cool.
I hear mixed things about For Honor, but I would like to get it eventually when it's cheap.
Well, I've heard the combat's awesome.
Yeah, but I heard the servers are really horrible.
Servers are shit,
They use peer-to-peer servers rather than having, like, dedicated servers.
Oh, shitty. Trying
so,
to cut corners.
Yeah, so the connections are pretty bad.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, the Ubisoft games are on sale. Far Cry...
They vary in quality a lot.
Did I ever tell you the definition of insanity? Oh, look, Stick of Truth is $10.
Huh, shit.
I should pick that up just to get it on PC.
Yeah.
I wonder if your save file will be importable when the
Well, if you have an EA account, right?
Well, this is Ubisoft.
Oh, do you mean the Stick of Truth? Game?
Yeah.
Oh, like it'll have content continuity.
Because I play, you know, some games like read your save files.
Yeah,
your save file from
like,
the previous game.
Dark Souls. No, sorry, Mass Effect.
Yeah, like Mass Effect.
The previous games did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but no, like, yeah, that's a huge disappointment if Mass Effect, if they don't improve things and all that, you know.
Well,
I was expecting a lot, a lot.
There's been a lot of AAA disappointments lately in gaming, yeah. And the ones that really grabbed me are the ones I know. Like, I never intended to even buy Overwatch, and I bought it on a lark, and it took over my life.
It took over your
It took over. Life. My you wife made, left me. My kids ran off to Switzerland.
Where's the lie?
Huh?
Where's the lie?
What lie?
Your wife.
I lost my fortune.
Your fortune to playing Overwatch.
That I had won being a like professional Overwatch player.
You'll get there. You play it enough. How are you not a pro yet?
Because there's people that are way better than me.
You need your Twitch reflexes. You need to take Adderall and fucking Dex.
I think, isn't Adderall more for, isn't that more for like StarCraft though? Wouldn't that
any esports, they're all on Adderall.
Oh, really?
Ritalin, yeah. And Dexedrine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we're not pros.
We gotta
step up
the
game.
Yeah, you need your drug game.
I drink booze while I'm playing Overwatch.
Not gonna give you anything.
I mean,
yeah, that's not gonna do you any favors. You need
some usually speed. I get too drunk and say, "Guys, I can't play anymore. I'm too drunk."
Yeah. No, like a League of Legends people, they're all on Adderall and Dex.
Wow, yeah. They should have drug testing.
Drug testing. I don't know if they could. Yeah, I just saw a video today. I think I sent it to you. Some guy puts his head through his computer.
Oh, yeah. Was that a video? I just saw still photos.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. More people should do that.
Those guys in Asia, man, they take their gaming seriously.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of Chinese in the pro Hearthstone scene. And they're pretty...
There's a lot of Koreans that play Overwatch with us.
Yeah. Well, they dominate... Asian players dominate StarCraft. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't necessarily dominate Hearthstone. And I think that might be because of the luck factor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like...
But they dominate gambling as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. So
they
maybe,
love them some baccarat.
Yeah, but are they the best players in the world? Are they the best poker players in the world?
Well, poker's a different game.
No, but that's... You can compare that in terms of...
Well, each region, like, poker's more of an American game. I know they have poker in Asia, but it's not as popular as it is here.
But
they like Pai Gow. They like Pai Gow
tiles
and all that shit.
Series, like the pro poker series. They have, like, Vietnamese guys and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, but they're American Vietnamese guys, I think. A lot of them. And, like, some former mathematicians...
Whenever I watch it, there's just some old Vegas-looking dude with a big-ass pair of sunglasses and a gold chain.
Snake eyes on them or whatever.
And there's like always one token hot girl.
Yeah.
And
At the table, yeah.
Yeah, like on the poker, like when I see it. I don't watch it, but sometimes when I'm at the gym,
I used to
it's
watch
on.
It sometimes, yeah. It was kind of relaxing, I guess.
Impractical Jokers was on today when I went to the gym.
I go into a trance and watch poker.
I go into a poker trance. Hey, if that's your thing, I'm not a
you never
I'm not
dealt
a card
poker,
player.
Did you?
I dealt Pai Gow once.
Pai Gow.
Pai Gow poker. Hmm. But we went to Atlantic City to train, and they wouldn't accept our training because it was only 2 days.
Oh.
And I think the programs were about 6 weeks back then.
Huh.
It took us 6 months to learn craps.
Oh, wow.
4 hours a day, 5 days
Jesus
a week.
Fucking Christ. I didn't know it was that...
Yeah,
intensive.
It was pretty crazy training. That was in addition to our 8-hour shift. We had to either come in 4 hours early or stay 4 hours late and do craps training.
Mm-hmm.
And we trained for 6 months, 5 days a week, and we were still nowhere near ready by the time. Because craps was illegal, right?
Oh, really? Why? Why was it illegal?
This is going way off topic, but craps was illegal because of like this old British law. Where I'm not even sure which king it was, but they had found out that the soldiers were playing backgammon for money when they were supposed to be on duty.
Okay.
So
that was my dad's game.
So they banned all dice games.
Backgammon.
Because backgammon is considered a dice game.
Yeah.
And they banned all dice games, and that came across to Canada, like all India, Australia.
The colonies.
All the colonies, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it took them till 1999 to get craps legalized.
What the fuck?
We had gambling since 94, and it took them 5 years to get that law. And it was like just this old king's law, but it was in place, right? Like, so they had to petition parliament and all this kind of stuff.
What?
So while they were going for the legalization of craps,
yeah,
we were training.
Oh, okay.
And then as soon as they legalized it, we had live games.
Huh.
It was crazy.
That's nuts.
But yeah, I went to Atlantic City to train in poker, and they never accepted our training.
Oh, shit. You just didn't cut it, man.
Well, no, they didn't accept any of it. There was like four of us who went, and okay. they wouldn't let any of us steal the game. So then I ended up taking roulette and baccarat.
Yeah.
And then I took the craps training. So I was a four-game dealer, and every game you dealt, you got an extra quarter an hour.
Oh, a quarter?
A quarter.
Wow.
Most of our income was tips anyway.
A quid. So. You got 1 quid extra.
No, you got it. 25 cents.
That sounds mediocre, but...
I mean, it was.
Maybe back then it was a lot, but...
It wasn't for the money that we took the games. It was Marcus dealing the same game every day.
Yeah.
It was really tedious. Like, dealing blackjack every day...
Yeah, that would get fucking tedious, man.
Got really old, so then I got some other games just to
quickly talk about. Gwent, another collectible card game.
Yeah, we're almost done here.
I'm waiting to play. My friend has a code, apparently. He hasn't sent it to me yet for the closed beta.
So when does the open beta start?
God, I wish I knew. Yeah, they keep releasing.
They had a really good Cirilla figure in EB Games the other day.
There's some really cool Witcher statues.
If it was Geralt, I would have bought it.
Yeah.
I got to reinstall that game.
I'm reading
game.
The books. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, I've read one of them so far. I'm reading the...
Are they good?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, dude. They're amazing. They're amazing books. Really.
I should read those.
Yeah, they're excellent, man.
If I ever get my DVDs back, maybe you can bring me the first book tomorrow.
Oh, baby. Yeah, no, I can bring you the book, man. You can sit.
With your I haven't read a book on. In ages.
Do your eyes still... Like, do your eyes still work for reading?
I have glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that was a weird question, but...
I'm sure it meant to come out a lot more sarcastically.
Yes, it did, yeah. Do your eyes work for recognizing English language words, bro?
No, I lost the ability to read.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
I can only watch American Idol.
You're illiterate now. You're an illiterate.
I can watch old episodes of Hee Haw on the YouTubes. I got to remember. H-E-E-H-A-W. I was listening to another podcast.
Yeah.
A far superior podcast to this one. But they were talking about... It was Tell Them Steve Dave. And they were talking about the movie Deliverance, right? Yeah. And they were talking about how in the 60s, like, every funny show was about, like, hillbillies, like the Beverly Hillbillies and Green Acres and Petticoat Junction. And
exploitation.
And everybody loved hillbillies. And then Deliverance came out, and nobody liked hillbillies anymore.
I don't like these people, man.
They made you squeal gross. Like a pig.
They're gross and violent.
And they were wondering who would be in the remake if they ever did a remake of Deliverance.
Hmm. I could think of some good candidates, but
people you know,
yeah,
to squeal like a pig, like Ned Beatty.
I know squealers and givers.
Stephen Root would play that role nowadays. I think you know Stephen Root.
Stephen Root.
Yeah, that actor.
No, I don't know.
He was in probably most famously in Office Space. He was the stapler guy and
stapler.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's in a whole bunch of. He was just in that movie Get Out, which is an awesome movie. If you haven't seen
Get Out, I heard it's awesome. Yeah, my friend just went.
I went and saw that. It was pretty awesome.
When does the open beta come out? Did you?
Doesn't say.
Did you establish that.
With those we get off topic, don't we? I can't read. It says
I can't make out what it says.
Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. What does that have to do with Gwent?
They just added Nilfgaard.
Nilfgaard?
Yes.
Will you fight for the Scoia'tael or will you fight for Nilfgaard? Elves are sexy. Look at that chick.
Yeah, she's... Well, they're described that way in the books, you know? It's a very interesting world in the books. It's very similar to the games.
No, it doesn't say when it starts.
Doesn't say on there. Okay, well, I'm just
we're at the playgwent.com.
Because they're already having competitions and stuff. It's like, God, I want to get in there.
It's coming out on Xbox One.
Just play it already. Yeah, Xbox One, and well, that's what it's out for right now. It's coming out for like
maybe PS4 if we check their Facebook.
Yeah,
Kyle likes the Gwent page. What a surprise!
Only me. Yeah, No, it's very vague.
Only you and 276,411 other people.
Schlubs.
Yeah. That's a cool controller.
Yeah, I like it.
My Xbox controller, you can take the faceplate off and put on like custom ones if you want.
Custom Pizza Hut skin.
Well, Carl's Jr. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. is nasty.
I've never eaten there, but I noticed, I was thinking about that guy. Have you seen Idiocracy?
No.
There's a guy, and you know the premise of that movie where it's in the future and everybody's really stupid? You never seen that movie? Oh, it's a masterpiece.
Like a book of coupons that I have until the 31st to use.
Let's go to Carl's Jr. And there's one guy that works in the White House, and everything he says, brought to you by Carl's Jr. And the guy says, why do you keep saying that? Because the guy gets frozen and he wakes up 500 years in the future and everybody's dumb.
Yeah.
And he goes, why do you keep saying that? He goes, because they pay me to do it, dumbass. every line he says is brought to you by Carl's Jr. Got to see it. Idiocracy. Anyone who listens to this who hasn't seen that movie, directed by Mike Judge, same guy who did Office Space.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
I trust Mike Judge.
Yeah. He hasn't made a bad movie.
I don't think they've announced when it's coming out, to be honest. They're still testing the closed beta here.
So well, on that note,
fucking waiting.
I guess we'll end our podcast.
Play Gwent, baby.
Kyle's going to play some Gwent. Yes. For now, he's just going to have to load up his Witcher 3 and go sit in a pub and play Gwent until the open beta comes out.
That's all
I'm still waiting for a release date on Friday the 13th,
which
I already paid for.
My friend sent me a link to that the other day.
But they added a bunch of new kills. Yeah, we posted that on our Facebook page. Yeah. Let's give out our info before we go because we don't plug ourselves enough. At Grinding for Days is our Twitter.
Yes.
GrindingForDaysPodcast@gmail.com. Send us all of your inquiries.
Yeah.
And Grinding for Days on Facebook.
Please.
All right. Well, until the next time, let's wrap it up. I'm Kieran.
Okay. I'm Kyle.
And we'll see you guys next time on Grinding for Days.
Take it easy.